You're listening to the KB Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to Around the Table with Brenda Harkins. That's me, and this is a place where real people like me and you just gather our courage to share the real and raw stories that have shaped us, those stories that shape our convictions and influence our choices. You may not agree with all the perspectives you hear, but here's the beautiful thing. Around the Table, understanding does not require agreement. So pull up a chair. Enjoy the journey with us here, Around the Table.
Hello, my friends. We are around the table talking about election season that's upon us. We're in the midst of it now. We're seeing some of the contentions begin to increase. And, you know, I just wanted to take a few minutes to share with you some things that I believe are important during this season to really focus on. We all, thankfully, have the ability to vote our conscience. We have the freedom to do that. We have the freedom to vote different than the person across the street or next door or in the next bedroom, right? In the same bedroom, maybe. But we have that freedom. And I'm grateful. I'm so very grateful for that. So not everyone is going to see things as I do. And, you know, that's the beauty of being human. So some things that concern me a lot more, really what I'm wanting to talk about is during this election season, there are things that are not on the ballot that are just as much at risk of being tampered with, wounded, even destroyed. And those things are our relationships. And I really want, I know that, you know, we all have the candidate in the right, left, middle, whatever, wherever you are, that's important to you. And I don't want to belittle that. It is extremely important, right? How we vote affects the future of our country, and we all have our views on what looks best for the future of our country. My concern is that oftentimes what I see during, especially during these election seasons, I've seen it especially since 2016, the 2016 and the 2020 presidential elections wreaked havoc on families and on relationships simply because of differing views. And I just want to say that I strongly believe that is not the way life's meant to be, to where we cut people off and villainize them for thinking differently than we do. Everyone has a story. Everyone's been through things. Everyone knows people who've been through things. Those experiences that we have had shape what's important to us. And when we can see that, when we step out of our own story and just activate that imagination to step into someone else's story that thinks differently than you, walk through their growing up years, walk through their divorce or loss of kids, or you name it. I mean, life experiences, right? You walk through that in your imagination as they did. Not as you think it should have been, but you walk through it as they did. And see if you don't begin to realize that your decisions, your beliefs and convictions might be very different had that been your journey. And that doesn't make you a bad person. That makes you someone who thinks differently. Okay, so what I see in our families, especially, is such a division, such a cutting off. I see people not doing holidays together anymore. And wow, it just breaks my heart, because really, you know, at the end of life, we're going to look back and our relationships are going to be the very most important thing. The most important thing in our life. I've read report after report of people who work with those who are sick and dying. And the things that they talk about are the people, the family in their life, the special friend, the one who comes and visits, the one who, you know, all of those things are more important than, you know, never once. I cannot imagine, perhaps, I'm not going to say never once. Okay, rewind. I can't imagine anyone at the end of life saying, oh my gosh, I wish that I had just lived long enough to see that person in office. Or, oh, I just wish that one candidate would have gotten elected during my lifetime. You know, those things, and not making light of them, they are important, but there are things that are more important. There really are. And our relationships are more important. And our relationships are affected by the way the country goes. Yes, to an extent, I agree. But I tell you why, my heart is just for you to hear what I'm saying with maybe dropping some of the priorities or shifting some of the priorities that you may hold in regard to this election. Now, that doesn't mean drop your beliefs. Doesn't mean don't vote. Please do. Please vote your convictions. It matters a lot. But prioritizing it above the people that we love, making that more important than the issues, you know? I mean, it just is heavy on my heart. I know you can hear it in my voice. I usually try to be chipper. I don't feel real chipper today. Because my heart is grieved over what I see that we make more important than the most important thing. So I would just ask you to think about reaching out to that loved one, that there might be some tension there, and asking about some things that are important to them and listening to some things that are important to them and caring because they're important to them. Not because they're important to you, but because the person's important to you. Just listening shows so much respect and honor. I mean, really, don't we all want to be heard, seen, known for who we really are, and then loved anyway? I think that's what we all really desire. And so who is it that you might be able to reach out to? You know, maybe it's a parent, maybe it's a son or a daughter or a friend that there has been a rift in the relationship. Maybe it's even a neighbor, you know, maybe your neighbor has one of those big old signs outside for a candidate that's not who you want to win. What if you went to that neighbor? Not to talk about politics, not to talk about the election, not to talk about the candidate, to talk about the person, to see how they're doing. Just to say, hey, you know, we don't talk much and we live right next door or across the street or whatever. And just checking on you. Just want you to know I'm here and I care and how are things going? Wow, what if we just did that more? It's really big on my heart. You know, somebody shared a book with me called The Turquoise Table. And I haven't completed the book, but I'm over halfway through. And the woman who wrote that book, I'm so sorry, I don't have it here in front of me. Her first name's Kristen, and the last name starts with an S. But it's called The Turquoise Table. And it's just about how she ended up, through random circumstances, or maybe not so random, with a turquoise picnic table in her front yard. Front yard, right? Yes, you heard that right. In her front yard. And she was committed to building community within her community that was not tight-knit. And she just made herself available. She would go outside one morning a week for an hour or so and just be there, just wave, speak to the person walking by, walking their dog, maybe driving by. She had several people roll down the window and say, "What's up with the table?" You know, she got tired of going in her house through her garage, and when she sat outside sitting in the backyard and seeing her neighbors only when, you know, they're taking out the trash and happen to be out there at the same time and might wave and go, "Hey, how you doing?" No real conversation, no honest, authentic, you know, "How are you doing?" And so she made space for that. And it ended up becoming really a movement that people all over the world have put turquoise tables in their front yard. I love that. I love that because, you know, people don't walk by and you don't say, "Who are you voting for? And, you know, what do you believe on this issue?" You know, it's just a person that you just say, "Hey, how you doing? You're in that house? Sorry, we haven't met. Have kids? Hey, you know, whatever." You know, you're just person to person getting to know the person. And it's not about the issues you agree or disagree on. Just people caring for one another. I'm there. I'm so there. I'm actually going to put a table in my yard. Front yard. Yes, it's not turquoise at the moment. And I'm trying to decide if it's going to be or not. But found a picnic table on Facebook Marketplace, of course, right? The picture looked great, but it was a ways away. It was, you know, a good hour's drive away. And a friend of mine lives close to there, so she went and checked it out for me. Ends up, she's going to be picking it up and bringing it to me. She went and checked it out and said, "Yeah, it's sturdy. It's good. It looks great." And the wonderful thing about that is that this friend and I have shared many wonderful conversations around the table, as well as about the table and about the importance of sitting face to face and having those conversations that have no agenda, that just hear how your day's going, hear how your heart's doing, you know? Just the human conversations, just the "I care about you" conversations. She and I have a lot of those, and the table has been significant in both of our journeys in different ways. So it's really funny that the table ended up being in her city, and she's going to actually deliver it to me. So we get to be a part together of putting this table in my front yard. And I think that, you know, just the idea of doing what you do in election season, which is voting for who you want to vote for, right? If you work for a political candidate, you're going to do your job doing that too. You know, you're going to want to work on getting elected who you want to get elected. But in the process, could we stop villainizing those who don't want to vote for our candidates? And just care that they have a marriage that's going through a hard time, or a child that is really sick, or maybe some estranged relationships that are breaking their hearts. Like, can we care about that more this season and see if maybe we can turn around some of the things, build up some things that have been broken down a bit? That's my heart. And I wanted to share that around the table with you today, because I just believe for a lot of you, that's your heart as well. And so may this season be one that we do better and we do different. See you next time.